What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons back live at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Let's go to the phone lines now for one of our favorite phone guests, our friend Mike Giardi, that I just screwed up, so Stiz, can you pot him up? And he has the best phone hit intro in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc, in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, may be an angry man, but he's also a right man a lot, and apparently maybe the only guy in Boston sports media who had an inkling that Jabril Peppers could be a former Patriot at some point this week. That happened today. The Patriots cut Jabril Peppers. Mike, why did you think he was a guy to keep an eye on, and what the hell happened?
Yeah, very interesting, Andy, right? I think leading into the preseason finale, all of a sudden his reps sort of decreased with the ones, and he started getting more run with the two, and then he obviously plays the first four series of the third preseason game. I know some people speculated, well, they just want to get him reps with Woodson. It was odd. I mean, they gave a lot of starters the day off. They gave Trevion Henderson, a rookie, they gave him the day off. Will Campbell, day off. Not Jabril Peppers. And then when they came back from the third preseason game, he was strictly on the two with the twos. It was him and Duggar. Every once in a while, they go big nickel, they bring him in. But it was just like, very odd. And then you start to wonder, like, well, if they can't trade Duggar, maybe they'd trade Jabril. Turns out, to this point, they could trade neither. And in fact, they release Peppers. I was told not a disciplinary thing, like nothing happened off the field. I know some people were wondering based on, you know, some of his legal issues last year when he was on the commissioner's list. Nothing. They're trying to basically say it's a scheme thing, to which I would say, maybe not the perfect scheme fit, but there's no way he's not one of your best 53.
Yeah, I just don't see a New England Patriots team that is bereft of depth being better without a Kyle Duggar, or now without a Jabril Peppers, who still rates pretty high, according to Andy's favorite website, PFF, as far as on-field play. And the guy, we both know, you know, Mike, the guy hits like a hammer as well. Is there something to this along the lines of, reading into how supposedly in the Mike Vrabel, Terrell Williams defense, there's a lot of man coverage and more running that goes into it as opposed to like big hits from the safeties?
I mean, there is. I mean, they're definitely gonna play more man, and Peppers, obviously, like Duggar, his best role is to be the box safety and to come downhill and deliver blows. But, you know, 2 years ago when he had aside from with him and Christian Barmore were the two best players, period, he played in space a lot. So, yeah, he's a little older, and maybe he's not as quick as he once was, but it's not as if he can't do it. So,
right,
you know, to roll into the season with Jalen Hawkins, who to me is just mid, you know, and then Craig Woodson, who's a rookie, and I like him, and he's smart, hasn't made a lot of plays this summer, not only in games, but on the practice field. And then I guess Del Pettis is your third safety, and I like Del Pettis, but, you know, undrafted free agent from 2 years ago. What used to be a strength, I don't think it's a strength anymore.
Mike, this roster, there seems to be more and more examples. First of all, you're letting go of players like Kendrick Bourne and Jabril Peppers, who I think we all believe are probably top 53 in this group right now, regardless of scheme or attitude or age, whatever. And you release a bunch of players, they don't get claimed. And then a couple days later, you're tweaking your own practice squad and adding guys that weren't your own bodies, which is sort of the norm in the NFL these days, where you just basically keep a lot of guys you had in training camp and keep working with them. Is this roster worse than maybe we thought it was?
Some of us thought it was.
What the hell's that mean?
I've never bought into like the double-digit win thing. Should they be playing meaningful football in December based on what they've done with the roster and certainly with the coaching staff? Yes, but that doesn't mean double-digit wins. And you can tell me all you want about the schedule, but just like you look at the schedule and say it's a weak schedule, there are the teams that dot your schedule that look at you and go, that's not a very good football team. We should win that game. I don't care what Vegas says, you know, with their favorite in 11 games, we should win that game. So I just think that they're paper thin in a lot of spots. You know, like you look at it and he's like, if something happens to Robert Splaine, good player, right? Like the signing. Hmm. But like, he's not the best linebacker in the world, but if something happens to him, what happens next? Like you don't correct. Have much behind him. There's a bunch of spots like that. Never mind the fact that like, again, we've talked about how much they put into the offensive line or tried to put in the offensive line. And then the things that they did when they struck out on those, you know, forays into free agency. But like, we don't know. You're going to be starting two rookies on the left side. Like, all the promise in the world for both those guys. They're talented dudes. First go round in the NFL could be ugly.
Mike Giardi from Boston Sports Journal, as well as cover model for Gentleman's Quarterly, joining us here on WEEI sure. After
Old Gentleman's Quarterly.
They have OGQ.
Are you 60 yet? Do you have an AARP card?
You get that at 50.
I'm almost there. Not 60. I'm almost for an AARP card. I can't even speak. I think it's 55 you get your card. There's a lot of benefits.
No, 50. I got mine last year.
How cheap is the movie for you guys? Is that like $6 or something?
I don't do movies.
I saw Giardi at dinner the other night at 4:30. It was great.
Yeah, it was delicious. $9.95, all you can eat.
And the Red Sox hadn't even won, Andy. Yeah, all right. So, Mike, let's take a look to next week. Obviously, like we've been talking so much about roster turnover, who's going to make it, who's not, trying to trade safeties, et cetera. There is a significant football game that's about to be played in 9 days. And I'm a little concerned that people regionally are not taking the Raiders as seriously as they should. What do you think the Patriots offense looks like when they take the field against the Raiders next Sunday at 1 o'clock? Like what kind of game, what kind of scheme do you think we're going to see?
I think it's going to be run heavy. I think there's going to be some play action off that. Now, the key with the play action is you're trying to put Drake under center is some of his misfires, some of his bad misfires in the preseason came when he was under center. And then, you know, particularly in the game against Minnesota, after the second misfire, he didn't throw another pass that wasn't out of shotgun. So that's going to be a part of it. Can he make those adjustments? Can he calm his feet down enough so that he can set and make those throws? But look, I think it makes sense to lean on the run game early. You've got three people that you trust there in Henderson, who's obviously had a great summer, Stevenson and Gibson. You've got an offensive line that you feel like is good run blocking regardless. You know, we'll see about the pass blocking. That's going to be the bigger challenge, but you feel like that's a good thing. So like ball control, you know, that to me strikes me as a good way to sort of break into this thing. And, you know, Raiders defense is you know, Max Crosby's obviously awesome, and they're going to have a plan to deal with him. But with Christian Wilkins and that whole thing and the way it went down, they're not the same kind of defensive front that you could have been facing. So from that end, like, there's some potential to move them around a little bit in the run game.
Mike, we talked to you last week, and it was the early stages of the rat situation, the post-game comment Vrabel kind of backtracked from that a little bit on Monday on the Greg Hill show. But we do have this situation where Elliot Wolf's drafts, not great. Elliot Wolf's signings in recent years, not great. Are we going down a road where Elliot Wolf's time in New England is numbered?
I mean, it's hard not to look at all the things that Vrabel has done with Ryan Cowden and with John Stryker since they've been here and not look at the way they targeted the 2024 draft, of which there are very few guys left, and they could be moving on from another one of those guys, I think maybe sooner rather than later. And then you have the free agent guys, all those guys that they gave contracts to. Now, there was a big debate at the time in 2024 in the offseason, and I remember being kind of, I don't want to say the lone wolf over there, but like, I didn't love the idea of re-signing like most of the core of a 4-13 team. That team let that happen. There were guys on that team that just sort of like, they turtled when it started to go bad, and you're like, that's not exactly the guys you want to build off of, and yet that's what they did. And now how many of them are gone? Five, I think, have been sent packing. And then there are two other ones, in Duggar and Anthony Jennings, who I'm quite certain could be had if someone wants to make an offer. So, yeah, that's a pretty telling shot across Elliot Wolf and maybe Matt Groh's bow about, you know, what you guys did. Like, we could be better off if maybe you hadn't messed this up as much as you did.
Ted has a theory that Elliot Wolf is here because he's the eyes and ears of Robert Kraft within the Vrabel world. Hmm. Do you think that's true?
Moles are like rats, right?
Yeah, moles, rats, blinds, similar.
I would say that they like him. So whether you want to deduce because the Krafts like him, that then he becomes their eyes and ears, you know, I think it was more of a, hey, Mike, you can bring in who you want, but Elliot's under contract. We like Elliot. We'd like to see you guys try to make this work. And, you know, if it can't, we'll readdress it in the off season. So I think that's sort of the path that we're headed on.
All right, Mike. Christian Gonzalez has not practiced, played. He ain't done squat except wear street clothes and look good in jersey release videos. 0 to 10, what is your level of concern that he doesn't suit up week one?
I would say we're getting there. You know, I probably put myself at about a 6.5, 7 right now. And I think the beginning of, and I would say the beginning of the next week is huge. You know, when they get back on the field, I believe Wednesday is full go. You know, they have the weekend off, but that's going to be telling. If he's not out there, I doubt that they rush him back. You know, there's no question they want him out there. He's their best player, but conditioning is important. He's going to be doing a lot of running. And if there's concerns that it's not fully right, you can't really mess with it, because we've been down this road before where a guy comes out there and he plays and then it's a little tight and then maybe he tries next week and then the next week, he's limping off the field and then you don't see him for 6 weeks. This team can't afford that. So if it means, again, if we don't see him early next week, if that means he's not there for week one and maybe week two, like, I get it, because you want to make sure that when he gets in there that he stays in there.
Okay, so I tried this last week. I don't think it went well when I tried to get you to say something positive about the Patriots, something you felt good about.
Well, let's try it again then.
Let's do it again, baby. It's still an 8.5 win line in Vegas. So there's still that, could they win 7? Could they win 9? Some people like Chris Sims said, they're a playoff team all day. So paint me a picture, Mike Giardi, of the upside of the 2025 New England Patriots. If it comes up mostly roses for this team, how does that play out?
Okay, so Drake's got to make the leap, no question. I think that Stephon Diggs has to be something close to the Stephon Diggs that we saw last year before the knee injury. Again, I'm not asking him to be 2021 Diggs, but if he's first half of 2024 Diggs, absolutely, that'd be a great thing for this offense, because they haven't had a guy like that for some time. Will Campbell will take his lumps, but learns from it as he goes along, and that left side solidifies, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, we got building blocks on the offensive line. When was the last time that happened? And then defensively, to me, like, if Barmore and Williams stay healthy and play something close to their salaries, can somebody, whether it's Landry, whether it's Kalyvon Chiasson, or what I was hoping for was Keon White, can one of those guys be hard to block in one-on-ones? Because they're going to get singled up a ton if the two guys in the interior are good. And if that's the case, and your cornerbacks are playing, the ones, you know, the potential all-pro and Gonzalez and Carlton Davis, who we know misses about a month every year, but if they're playing and then you're getting somebody flying off the edge who's hard to block, there you go. There's your 10 wins, and there's your potential playoff spot.
And Mike Giardi, football fan, Mike Giardi, sports dad, how much are you looking forward to this seemingly awesome college football kickoff weekend, and how glued to the tube will you be Monday night for Chapel Bill's debut against TCU?
Wait, did you violate a trademark there? Do you have to pay somebody?
Yeah,
that?
You can't say that.
I owe Jordan a ton of money now.
Yeah, you son of a gun.
Chapel William.
Chapel Bill.
I'm excited for it. I love the way that they sort of stacked. There's some really good, I mean, the Texas, Ohio State for week one or week zero, as they call it. That's awesome. Like, that's put me down. Don't call me. Don't ask me to do anything. I am locked in to that for sure. And then, Monday night, I mean, I have no idea how it's going to go. I'm curious, though, because as I said before, I think the idea of Bill now coaching 18, 19-year-olds, it's a whole different game from the people that he used to be successful with. And can he condense his game plans and make it digestible for those kids as opposed to the stuff that he used to give, the Patriots in the heyday? Like, I'm really curious to see how that plays.
Can't there be an argument made, though, that the reason why he's been hanging around with Jordan is so he can relate to younger people?
Well, I mean,
is that what we're calling it? Relating?
Chess versus checkers? Chess versus checkers right there. Yeah, you see Belichick. He hooked up with the young girl. So when he made the switch to college, he knew how to talk to these guys.
I ain't saying she a gold digger. She is, actually. She's trademarking it. Before we let you go, Michael, tell me why you hate the rivalry jerseys and why you love fighting with people about it on social media.
Wow.
Well, first of all, can we just say, if you want to laugh, read the responses. I don't like the jersey. People were telling me to go jump off, which, whatever, that's fine. It was kind of funny to see the overreaction. It looks nothing like the Patriots. It feels like I'm watching the University of Memphis play football, or one of these weird jerseys. Like, what is the color? Storm gray? Like, come on. Can we call it what it is? It's a straight up money grab. They want people to buy jerseys. You give you the pink jerseys for the breast cancer stuff, which the league barely donates any money to. You got the salute to service ones. It's always something. Like, I feel like I'm watching an XFL football game when I look at those jerseys.
And Buffalo's is better, if we're being honest.
I don't like any of them. Burn them all.
That's perfect. That's Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. He hates everything. We all aged with him during that interview. We'll talk to you next week, Mike, when we have real football to get ready for.
I love both of you, though.
All right, thanks,
you're the best,
Mike.
Buddy. Have a good weekend.
We'll talk to you.
See ya.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit Paramount.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll react to a couple things Mike Giardi just said and how much he struggled to say something positive about the Patriots. If you really listened, there was negativity even in the dream scenario for the Patriots. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.